You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear listeners, salam, and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today we'll dive into a profound teaching of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his holy progeny, shared with his companion Jabir ibn Abdullah. In this teaching, the Prophet outlines the true essence of fasting during the month of Ramadan, offering us guidance on how to purify our souls through this sacred month. So, in a beautiful narration from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, we learn that Prophet Muhammad told Jabir ibn Abdullah, "O Jabir, this is the month of Ramadan. Whoever fasts during the day, prays a portion of the night, keeps their stomach and private parts free from sin, and controls their tongue, will emerge from Ramadan just as they did when they entered this world, free from sin." How beautiful. This narration highlights the spiritual depth of Ramadan. Fasting isn't simply about abstaining from things, from like objects like food and drink. It's about guarding all aspects of our behavior, our actions, our speech, and our intentions. The Prophet emphasizes that true fasting purifies us from sins and brings us closer to Allah. So Jabir ibn Abdullah, in awe of this beautiful teaching, responded, "O Messenger of Allah, how beautiful this saying is." And Prophet Muhammad replied, "O Jabir, how difficult these conditions are." He said, "How beautiful." And the Holy Prophet said, "How difficult," you know, actually emphasizing and reminding us that, you know, we have to decide for change. We have to, you know, take that plunge and, you know, do what we can. Indeed, fasting in its truest sense is not just physical abstention. It requires spiritual discipline, keeping our hearts pure, controlling our desires, and avoiding sinful behavior. There are challenging tasks, and the Holy Prophet reminds us that while the rewards of fasting are immense, the conditions we must uphold are also significant. This requires conscious effort and dedication, especially when it comes to controlling the tongue, the eyes, and the desires of the body. So, during the day, beyond abstaining from food and drink, we should strive to maintain purity in our hearts and minds. At night, let's dedicate time for prayer and remembrance of Allah, ensuring that our actions align with the higher purpose of fasting. In our speech, in another critical area, we must avoid gossip, harmful language, and anything that would, you know, diminish the value of our fast. And finally, we must protect our bodies from sinful actions and desires, ensuring that our fast becomes a means of spiritual growth, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.